This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In Northern Ireland, the peace process got back on track this past week after the Irish Republican Army announced it had destroyed part of its arsenal. Pro-British unionists agreed to re-enter the power-sharing government. And the British government, for its part, started closing down four military installations, three of them along the border with the Irish Republic. Reporter Marianne Maguire traveled to South Armagh, a Republican stronghold in Northern Ireland, to gauge public reaction.
Above the Green Hills, helicopters fly from base to base. The military installations that overlook the border with the Irish Republic are a reminder of the 30 years of war the British Army waged against the Irish Republican Army and other paramilitary groups. This is South Armagh, a staunchly Republican land and hostile territory for the British military. But British soldiers were hard at work pulling down three of the 40 observation posts right after the provisional IRA began disarming. Major Herbert says it may take months before these installations are totally dismantled.
Very windy, very cold. We're going into the winter now, which will make it even more difficult. And therefore, it's going to be both a battle against the environment as well as getting on with the job.
Many in the pro-British community have welcomed the IRA initiative, but others say the IRA should do more before the British Army starts withdrawing. Among them is one of the few Protestant residents of South Armagh, Samuel Miller, who survived an IRA attack in 1973.
I feel that the government is far too quick to dismantle security bases with very little given in return.
But in South Armagh, most residents feel the British government is moving too slowly. They have long campaigned for the closure of all military installations and an end to British Army patrols and helicopter flights, which continue today despite the 1998 peace accord. Leslie, a farmer, lives close in the town of Camlagh. He says the British Army has harassed the people of this area for far too long.
Well, you can't sleep at night for the helicopters over and back all night long. They claim that they don't fly at night, but they do fly at night, and they fly every night. Would you like to have soldiers or military looking down on you all the time and monitoring what you do, where you go, how you behave, all sorts of things? And then they don't really tell anybody, only their own personnel, what's going on, you know.
Most of the residents along the villages and towns across South Armagh have welcomed the British Army's move to dismantle installations. But like another farmer named Joe, they say it didn't go far enough.
The only way we'd be satisfied is when they take down all their military installations and move out of our country. They've merely erected a couple of extra installations to take them down to show that they're doing something, but it's just a token gesture.
South Armagh is represented in the Northern Ireland Assembly by Conor Murphy, a member of Sinn Féin, the IRA's political ally. Constituents stream into his office to express their dismay at the IRA's decision to start decommissioning weapons now. Murphy says he's having a hard time explaining to Sinn Féin supporters why the IRA disarmed at this stage of the peace process. But he argues that, by closing a few bases, Britain has started a process of total withdrawal.
Well, I'm dreaming of a day and looking forward to a day and firmly believe we will have a day when the British government have disengaged from Ireland. The first step in that should be a rapid disengagement of their military forces from Ireland, followed by then the political disengagement from Ireland. And that's what we're working towards. That's what we're very, very firmly fixed on. And that's what the people of this area want.
But many South Armagh residents are taking a wait-and-see approach. And for the time being, they don't believe the British Army will ever really leave their land. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in South Armagh.